shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to the show, your weekly family show of Smiles Across the Miles. Well, it used to be Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles, but now Happy Station airs not just on Sundays, but at different times, depending on where it's being broadcast to. So it could be Monday, for example, in the United States, in parts of the United States, that is. It could be Saturday, all the way to our friends in New Zealand. It is on Sunday in Indonesia, and of course it's also on Fridays, and it's all over the place, you know, which is a good thing, I think. Anyway, it's nice to have you with us once again. We have a very interesting show today. I have as a guest someone by the name of Kent John. He's a singer, yes, a very well-known singer, and you're probably saying to yourself, never heard of him. Well, if you come to Taiwan and visit the Ximending area, you can actually see him perform. And we'll tell you a little bit more about him later on in the program. Yes, wonderful singer, actually. I've seen him for quite some time here in Taipei. What is happening? We just found out something very strange happening in our studio right now, which is incredibly annoying. So if it sounds like I'm going closer and closer and closer to the table that we have in the room, well, I'll explain why. We just installed this new mic boom. And Kevin, I don't know about you. That's Kevin Lee, our technician. Kevin, I don't know about you, but this new mic boom is rubbish. It moves. And we don't even have an earthquake right now, but the damn thing is moving closer and closer to the table. And it did the same last week when we were doing Jazz for the Asking. So either we have to return it or we have to, you know, tie it up or something, because it's highly annoying. Anyway, we'll try to figure that out. That's neither here nor there. Anyway, let's kick off with a song. It is one of my favorite songs, and I'm actually having the pleasure to record this song this weekend in Japan. It is a song that was made popular by the Lighthouse Family. It's called Hi, here on the International Happy Station.
When you're close to tears, remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so
The Lighthouse Family and High beginning this week's show. Okay, an announcement to make. PCJ's Jazz for the Asking is on board at one of our partner stations called Decadence Radio in the United States of America. The starting date, I'm not sure, but it will be Sundays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, they're not going to be getting the two-hour edition. They're going to be getting the one-hour edition. And if you want to find out more about Decadence Radio, all you need to do is go to the PCJ website, click on Partner Station Program, and you'll see a link there to Decadence Radio. And I'll tell you what it is right now. It's www.decadence.com. Decadence is decadance-radio.com. So www.decadence-radio.com. But the easiest way, of course, to find it is by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Alrighty then, our email address and Facebook stuff I will give out a little later on in the program. But we do have a request now. That comes to us from, I don't think I'm going to be pronouncing this name correctly, but I will try to do my best. His name is Yuli Chandri Paridi, and he lives in India. And he said many, many years ago, he remembered that his parents had a recording of the Four Lads. And can we play the Four Lads on the show? So we're going to do that for you right now. And it's a song that I think you will enjoy very much because it's actually the one that you requested. And no, it's not Istanbul was Constantinople. And no, it's not Standing on the Corner. No, it's none of those. It's a song that actually was not made as a hit by them, but was made a hit by somebody else. It's from a musical, which the name, of course, I can't remember because right now Kevin and Johan are talking too much in the control room and they're not holding up the piece of paper that I wrote it on because I'm an idiot and I didn't bring it in the studio. All right, the Four Lads, together wherever we go, here on the International Happy Station.
I know you go.
I know you go.
for me and me for you. We'll muddle through whatever we do together, wherever we go.
Together, wherever we go, the four lads. All right. Our website, of course, is pcjmedia.com, but we're also on Facebook. Just do a search, if you're on Facebook, for PCJ Media. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And you, as well, can keep abreast of things happening. Now, next week, April the 30th, we're going to be having the April edition of Media Network Plus with Paulette McCrory and myself. And the first transmission of that program is at 100 hours UTC, directed towards the Caribbean and Latin America on 9,955 kilohertz. So that's 100 hours UTC on 9,955 kilohertz, directed towards the Caribbean and Latin America. And that is the first transmission of Media Network Plus. And then, of course, it airs at different times to different regions on the Saturday, Sunday, and the Monday, and even the following week. So you can find out all the information. What we have on that show is actually quite an interesting one. We have a very interesting interview with somebody who was, he doesn't say that he's a pioneer in radio, but I think he is. He is actually a guy who was Radio Canada International's first German announcer in 1945, just at the end of World War II. And that's coming up on the April edition of Media Network Plus, including many, many more things. Okay. We now go to Maria, who lives in Havana, Cuba. Hola, Maria. Tú estás escuchando esa emisora a Radio Progreso en Havana. Tú eres de la ciudad Sin Fuegos. Ahora es como tú me escribes, está 20 años que tú estás a La Habana. Está mucho te gusto esa emisora. Y tú quieres escuchar un cantar que es de África, pero se cante las canciones en español, en portugués, con los ritmos de Latinoamérica y también de Cuba. Se llama Ricardo Lembo. And you said that you enjoy his music very much. He is originally from Kinshasa in Congo. And the song that we are going to take a listen to is actually, it's one of my favorites. And you didn't specify which one that you wanted to listen to. So, Maria, I've chosen one for you. It is called Boom Boom Tarara here on La Estación de la Alegría and the Happy Station Show.
Primo de Nueva York, dice que hay bomba en Manhattan. Yo digo que eso es mentira, porque la bomba está en Puerto Rico. Dice que hay en Miami, hay rumba en calle 8. Esto yo no lo dudo, pero la timba está en La Habana.
Oye, hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba, bum, bum, y esa bomba no es de montón. Oye, hermanito,
Santo Domingo, Colombia y Venezuela. Le traigo bomba bum bum con todito meu corazón. Por eso yo te repito, prepara bien los cueros. Ahí viene la bomba bum bum y lo canto para el mundo entero.
Oye hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bum bum y esa bomba no es de montón. Oye hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bum bum y esa bomba no es de montón.
Mamá es
bum bum tarara, bum bum.
Papá es
bum bum tarara, bum bum.
Ahí viene bomba bum bum. Esa bomba no es de Boston. Mamá es
Ricardo Lembo with Boom Boom Tararare for a listener, Maria, who lives in Havana, Cuba. But as I mentioned a moment ago, she's actually been living in Havana for 20 years. She's originally from Cienfuegos in Cuba. All right. Now, as you know, from time to time, I like to bring you interesting little things about Taipei and, of course, Taiwan. There is a guy by the name of Kent John. He's from Dominica. And he's been living in Taipei now for quite some time. And there's an area that I think I've talked about on the show before called Ximending, which is almost like a Ginza of Tokyo, you know, a big shopping area, very trendy kind of hip area. And he's a street musician there. And, you know, it's amazing with street musicians because there are some of people who think, oh, street musicians, blech, you know, blech. But that's actually not always the case. And very talented guy. And what is amazing is he also does his own material. So we're going to take a listen first to a song called Love Stories. Well, sorry, the CD is called Love Stories. And it's songs that he wrote himself. And then we'll have another song from this CD called You Did Something to Me, which is actually my favorite one on the disc. So, our special guest on the program today, Kent John from Dominica, but now living in Taiwan. Kent, you're from Dominica.
Dominica English.
But Dominica English,
many
but you actually...
Many people confuse it with Dominican Republic, which is Spanish.
Oh, right, okay. And then you moved to Florida. You've been here in Taiwan for 12 years.
Right, going on to 13 years.
Why did you come to Taiwan? Did you come to Taiwan to do gigs in the street or
no,
what?
No. I came to Taiwan as a missionary. Uh-huh. I was a missionary here. I worked with the church for about 6 years. And then I got married here, so I live here for now. And I teach English in the day and do music in the night.
So when did you start doing the music in the street? Busted.
About more than 2 years ago.
Really? And what possessed you to do it?
Well, actually, this is what you call stumbling onto something. I actually wanted to share my missionary music with the public. So one day I was passing by a stage in a department store, and I asked the girl, could I sing there? And she said, do you have a license? I said, what license for what? She said, a street artist. I said, and then she told me where I could get one, and then it just turned into that. So now I'm doing that as a double four, one as a living and one as a missionary work.
It must be rather strange because I've seen other street musicians here, mm-hmm. but a foreigner doing it is very rare.
Well, there are a few foreigners here doing that. I'm the only black one I know. But there are few foreigners. When I went for my test, they told me there were many, but I don't see them. I only see very few. Very few, yeah.
So you had to audition?
You have to do a test.
A test?
Yeah, because they want you to be able to perform well to the public. So it's not like, for example, karaoke. You just put on a CD and you sing. You have to be able to play an instrument or whatever you want to perform. So they give you... There is a day when they organize a street artist performance in a large area, and you just play normally. And the judges will pass along and will just notice you how you play, and then they will pass you or not.
So what kind of songs do you sing? Because you mentioned just a moment ago that you actually write your own material.
Yeah.
Before you were performing a song by the Carpenters.
Right.
Do you like have a real smorgasbord of material?
The main idea is to sing songs that the public knows. Because I don't sing Chinese. So they must have a tune that they can familiar with. And along that, I add my own music to it. So that's basically it.
The other thing, of course, that's interesting is we can hear in the background a small generator. Is that yours?
Yeah. That's my power.
So, I mean, how do you go around with it? You have the umbrella because it's raining. Yeah, you have the sound equipment. You have a generator.
I got a van. But before, I packed all that in a car.
Oh.
Yeah, before in a car.
Right.
But the problem was if I put this in a car, my family cannot come into the car. But now with a van, I can put it in the back and my family can still see. So it's better than that.
When you perform, because right now we're in an area of Taipei called Ximending.
Right.
What is the reaction you get from people? I mean, of course, today is raining, so not many people are out.
People are very, they're very nice, very kind, very cooperative. It's good. You only run into a little trouble with the storekeepers because they're afraid that the business is bad, and, you know. But I don't see why, because it should be bringing more people here to see the performance, which in turn would give them better business. But it's kind of a paradox.
Right.
They fight, but the public generally, they are very welcoming of this.
And on a day like today, it really is singing in the rain, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's kind of special.
How do you do in the summertime when it's 35, 36 outside?
Actually, I prefer the warm weather, the hot weather. But for the rain, it's not a problem. Well, before I couldn't do that, but now I got some umbrellas. If the rain is light like it is today, it's okay. But if the rain is a little heavier than that, I cannot do that. I gotta go home. But so I like it like that. It's fine. And it's a little bit I'm special too, because normally you won't find anybody performing in the weather like this. So people are kind of excited about it, because there is almost no performance street artists here except one. So they enjoy the entertainment.
So you're in a territory of your own.
Right.
Yesterday I said the prayer for you. Yesterday you made it true. Still I'm careful not to assume you were the one said, but you did something to me, something I know, something I see. Yes, it's true.
Before the little Happy Station jingle, I was speaking with Kent John, and the song that we heard, well, the two songs, one of them actually was You Did Something to Me. I'm actually thinking maybe we should actually have him come by the studio and perform a session for us. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com, and you can listen to all the most recent shows and also sign up for them in iTunes and download them that way. And if you're listening on AM, FM, or shortwave, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Okay, now, you may or may not remember, but not too long ago, I said that we're going to play some music of Burt Bacharach, and then something happened, and then we did something else, and then something happened again, and then we did something else, and then I said, okay, we'll do it next week, and then something happened, and we had to postpone it again. So I thought that for the remainder of today's program, we'd be featuring the music of Mr. Burt Bacharach, the songs that, for me, are the ones that I remember the most. For a number of reasons, because I heard them so many times. That's obvious, isn't it? I don't know what's wrong with me today. My mind is not really focused. Well, less than normal. Anyway, I thought that we'd begin with a song that I was humming in my head because of all the rain that we had here in Taiwan and throughout Asia where I was just traveling. It is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Something that I wish I can stop singing for a while, but it has been nice. Yes, it has been rather nice. BJ Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, BJ Thomas. I invite you to check out the most recent edition of Jazz for the Asking. We feature a concert that was recorded in Sweden in 1973 by Swedish radio of Duke Ellington and his orchestra. It's a fantastic concert that was never released commercially. It also features some well-known Swedish jazz musicians such as Rolf Eriksson, Åke Pearson, and Niles Lindberg, and Swedish vocalist Alice Babs. And you can find that program at www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. JFTA, which stands for Jazz for the Asking. We actually have an interesting guest coming up very soon on the show. He is all the way in the United States, and he actually first started listening to this show in the 1970s. His name is Daryl, and he's going to be joining us on the show very soon. And he sent me this odd email because of the time difference, it's sometimes a little tricky to schedule. But he said, oh, you know, I'd like to have my kids from college, also come on the show. And I said, sure, why not? And, oh, great, you know, we have the Skype thing and the camera and da-da-da-da. And then he wrote back and he said, I just realized now I may have misunderstood what you meant by Skyping, that it was probably intended for audio Skype rather than audio and video. Well, we could actually record it for video, and we can, make it a one of our video blogs. So why not? You know, we can do that. Yes, sure. Why not? Kill two birds with one stone. Okay. Time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to the incredible Aretha Franklin. And you may or may not know, but before Aretha Franklin started doing soul music, she was with Columbia Records, and Columbia really didn't know what to do with her. So they had her doing everything. She was doing rock and roll, she was doing a lot of jazz, she was doing some blues, she wasn't doing much soul. And the recordings that she did on Columbia are absolutely fantastic. This is one of my favorites. I Say a Little Prayer for You, Aretha Franklin.
My hand now, and wondering what dress to wear.
Aretha Franklin, otherwise known as the First Lady of Soul, with Burt Bacharach's I Say a Little Prayer for You. Now, a number of you recently on Facebook have been asking about my dogs. For those who don't know it, actually I have three. Two of them are with me right now. The third one has just arrived in Taiwan after an incredibly long journey. She's in quarantine. She arrived April the 6th. She's being released from quarantine on April 27th. I spent a bit of time with her this week and last week, usually an hour every an hour twice a week. And yes, she's fine, and so are my other ones. How my house is going to be after she's here, because she's also large. She's 32 kilograms. I don't know yet. But as I mentioned to somebody, I mentioned to Luke Biddle, who listens in Australia, you know, I grew up with dogs. I had dogs around me all the time. So, and luckily, I have a very big balcony. So it's just a matter I have an open the door, and they can run around and do whatever they want. And I mean a large balcony plus a rooftop. So, yes, she is fine. You'll see pictures. Don't worry about it. A lot of people have been asking about it. So, yes, she's okay. All right. Time now for another song by Burt Bacharach that was a hit a few years ago. It features, of course, Dionne Warwick, who recorded many songs by Burt Bacharach. Also, Elton John, Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, and Burt Bacharach himself. You probably know which song it is. It's called That's What Friends Are For here on the International Happy Station.
Keep shining, knowing you can always
That's What Friends Are For, composed by Burt Bacharach, featuring Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, and Burt Bacharach, of course, playing piano on that. All right, well, that's it. That's all we have time for on this edition of the International Happy Station Show. So wherever you may be, remember, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. And if you're on Facebook, just do a search for PCJ Media, click on Join the Group, and don't be shy, don't be afraid, add me as one of your friends, and I won't add you. I'm just kidding about that, of course. My name is spelled K-E-I-T-H, not... Yes, yes it is, isn't it? You see what's wrong with me today, Kevin? I don't know. I think I just didn't have enough caffeine. K-E-I-T-H, Perron, P-E-R-R-O-N, no relation to Evita Perron, and... add me as one of your friends. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of Kevin Lee in our control room, Johan Backer, who helps with everything else here at PCJ, this is Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.